when the camp was sold off and had to be pulled down, I don't think anybody thought much of it because we were making money on it, which is, you know, it was a way for us to make extra money, pulling the huts down for the you know, the guys that bought them. Mm-hmm. And so he just took that in his stride. The only thing that my dad was bothered about at the time was being out of job, because he was made redundant, you know, with the estate closing down. Mm-hmm. And that was the only thing that bothered him. But otherwise, no, we didn't have any qualms about the camp disappearing.
We try to trace the surviving huts. Were you aware of where some of the huts went?
A lot of them went up to Dundee, because there was a dealer there, but a hell of a lot. He was one of the main buyers at the auction. And he sent gangs down to pull them to bits, you know, and get them ready for taking back up to sell the timber and the tin and stuff to whoever wanted it. I don't think there was that many individual buyers. You might have got an old farmer buying one or something like that, you know, but there was nobody really bought them. I don't think anybody that bought them because it was an old army hat and they wanted to keep it, you know, because you know, this was from storms. I don't think there was any of that. Mm-hmm. If a farmer bought one, it was to use, you know. Mm-hmm. That one that was left, I think that was left because the farmer wanted it. Mm-hmm.